Dr. Waitert heading office note on Richard Bogart, B-O-G-A-R-T. Mr. Bogart has hypogonadism, low testosterone, was started on androgel pump, given one pump under each arm, given a sample of that for a month. We'll return in 3 weeks for a testosterone level, see me in 4 weeks for follow-up. Problem two is hyperlipidemia, has elevated triglyceride, low HDL, discussed increasing physical activity, fruits and vegetables in the diet, hyperlipidemia. Next problem is lipoma, no further treatment, back pain, no further treatment, otherwise doing well. Discussed infertility, he and his girlfriend want to have a baby, they're getting married soon. Next patient is Dr. Elizabeth Komisky, C-O-M-I-S-K-E-Y. Dr. Komisky is in for a complete physical exam. Problem number one is osteoporosis, diagnosed a year ago, is on Fosamax 70 QD, takes calcium 1200 IUs a day and vitamin D 1400 IUs a day. Is not exercising, encouraging increased physical activity, will repeat bone density test in 1 year. Next problem is gastroesophageal reflux, takes omeprazole the week before and the day after her Fosamax tablet and to prevent side effects, which seems to work, given prescription for both of those for 90 days for a year, actually. Next problem is wears glasses, sees an ophthalmologist, had a reading vision change. Next problem, history of a mole check. That was done today with the normal limits. Next problem is fibrocystic breast disease. Breast exam today was done and was clinical breast exam when it was normal. She was referred for a mammography. See me back in 2 weeks for test results and for a follow-up on mammogram. Immunization update was done today and she did receive her flu vaccine. Next patient is Patrick Allen. Mr. Allen's in for follow-up on his hypertension, doing well with lisinopril 5, given prescription for 90 of the 5 milligrams, 1 QD, pressure looks good. Problem 2 is new onset of left knee effusion. Had it about a week ago, wears a knee brace today, does have a significant effusion in his left knee. Had a previous effusion in his right knee, x-rays were negative, arthritis workup was negative, sed rate was mildly elevated at 32. Fluid aspiration was done, crystal analysis, and cell count of the knee was done today. Patient is to return in 1 week for a follow-up. Given dilolone and xylocaine, 4 cc's of dilolone and 2 of xylocaine into the knee after the approximately 20 cc's of fluid was removed, straw colored, no injury. Next problem is TMJ, that seems to be resolved. Treatment is outlined, recurrent effusions, right knee and left knee, consider orthopedic referral if no disease found from this treatment, no injury. Next patient is Edward Resnick, R-E-S-N-I-C-K. Mr. Resnick has hypertension, hyperlipidemia, been living in Japan here for a month. Mr. Resnick has hypertension, hyperlipidemia, given losartan 50 milligrams, number 91 QD, and simvastatin, number 21 QD. Has lost, next problem is cardiovascular disease counseling. Has lost 16 pounds since his last visit due to walking a lot in Japan, lower fat diet. Numbers look good. Discussed reducing his dose of his losartan and perhaps his simvastatin. The patient will return for his next visit in April. Advise if his pressure gets low, feels lightheaded, to cut his dose in half of the losartan. Currently, he has asymptomatic heart and lung exam today or normal. Immunization update was given flu vaccine.